Something if they do well.
Well, did you ever see something in the springtime, you know, about maybe when you were planting your watermelons that would spring up after a rain or something, those little umbrella-shaped white things that would pop up in your yard in the shade?
Well, yeah, you mean that's, I don't know what those things is. I think they were called mushrooms, but...
Are there different kinds of those, dear?
I wouldn't know that I'd ever noticed any difference in them. I've seen some the other day out in this yard here that was worthless, I guess. I never knew anything that eat them, and I have heard that they was poisonous. I don't know about that, but I never knew anything eat them. They grow up, you know, just pop up and overnight almost and be a stem and a crown on them, you know, on the top there. But now the real mushroom that people eat, I don't know what it is. I've just heard of it.
What do you call those kind that aren't good to eat, then?
Huh?
You know, those kind in the yard you call mushrooms because you said they weren't good to eat. Do you ever call those anything else?
Well, I think they called them toadstools or something, maybe. But anyhow, I don't suppose any good, and they did, would just disappear and fall over about as quick as they made. I have heard that up at Madisonville that they have a farm to raise the mushrooms. I don't know about it or what it would be or nothing. I think there's a kind that's some each, you know, but I don't know anything about that.
Well, when you were a child, did people smoke here? Did they smoke very much?
Well, yes, they did. I never seen no female smoking.
What did they smoke? What did the men
Tobacco. And the old grandfather did, and it would get a bag occasionally about, or there were smaller ones, but he always bought a bigger one. It'd be about a pound or something, but the bag would be about as large as a 5-pound bag of sugar or something, you know, not quite, but something that size, and in a cloth sack and a nice label, you know, and a lot of stuff on it. They had a drawstring to close it back out when they put his pipe in, you know, and fitted it around the house, and then he had what he called a tobacco pouch, and he'd take some out in that thing, you know, and it was a kind of a leather outfit, but it would close up with a string, you know.
Well, did people ever smoke anything besides pipes here?
I never knew about it. Some would smoke cigarettes. I can remember that, and they made them themselves out of a little small package of durum tobacco. They could bull durum tobacco. They'd be small, and a package of papers with. He'd pull that out in a paper, you know, and roll it, and then light it, and smoke it. But it was quite a large, about a grown person, I think, before I ever seen a cigarette in.